Debits and Credits, Topics, Debits and Credits, Accounting System, The Double Entry System, Different Account Types, Increases and Decreases, Debits and Credits by Account, Assets, Expenses, Liabilities, Equity, Revenue, Key Accounts, Journal Entries, Example Accounting Entries, Memorization, Contra Accounts, Trial Balance Presentation, and Summary. Debits and Credits Accounting System. Debits and credits form the foundation of the accounting system. The mechanics of the system must be memorized. Once understood, you will be able to properly classify and enter transactions. These entries make up the data used to prepare financial statements, such as the balance sheet and income statement. While software has simplified entering daily transactions, debit and credit entries are always recorded in the background. Learning about debits and credits requires a combination of memorization and application of terms, memorization of account types, as well as increases and decrease rules is a good first step. Next, you must understand how transactions are recorded in the system. The goal is to be able to manually record and adjust transactions using debits and credits. Use all resources, lessons, flashcards, RAP memory aid, practice sets, video, and Accounting Play Debits and Credits game for iPhone and iPad. For video and downloads, also check out accountingplay.com. Every accounting transaction involves at least one debit and one credit. The sum of debits and the sum of credits for each transaction and the total of all transactions are always equal. This equaling process is referred to as balancing. A list of all transactions appears in the general ledger, and the sum of assets will equal the sum of liabilities plus equity accounts on the balance sheet. Transactions are manually entered into the accounting record using adjusting journal entries, or AJEs, which present debits before credits. Accountants may use a trial balance to summarize all accounts in debit and credit format so they can be further adjusted with AJEs. Memorize rule: debits always equal credits. Memorize rule: debits before credits. The double entry system. The process of recording transactions with debits and credits is referred to as double entry accounting because there are always at least two accounts involved. The result of using double entry accounting ensures that every transaction is classified and recorded. The double entry system requires us to pick at least two accounts to record a transaction. Let's say a business receives $1,000 cash. To record the transaction, the cash account is increased $1,000. As a rule, we need at least one other account to record the activity. The other account will explain the source and purpose of the transaction. Cash can come from a variety of sources, such as revenue, loans, investments, investors, or cash back from returning an item. In this example, the business was paid cash for services performed. The revenue account, therefore, also increases $1,000 the same time cash increases $1,000. The double entry system is used to categorize all transactions in the accounting record. Let's say $200 cash is paid from the bank. Cash is decreased $200, which explains where the money came from. Another account is required to explain the destination and purpose of the transaction. Cash is used for a variety of things: equipment, investments, loan payments, expenses, and stock repurchases. In this example, the business paid $200 phone bill in cash. The telephone account therefore increases $200. The combined entry, will be to increase telephone expense and reduce cash for the same amount. The increase and decrease will be expressed on the record as one debit and one credit. The double entry system categorizes transactions using five account types: assets, liabilities, equity, income, and expense. The same account may be used if there is an increase and a decrease of the same category, such as a cash transfer. Assets, liabilities, and equity make up the balance sheet and form the accounting equation: assets equals liabilities plus equity. A equals L plus E. Revenue and expenses make up the income statement and can generally be expressed: revenue minus expenses equals income or loss. Different account types. Every account is classified in one of five different classifications: assets, liabilities, equity, revenue, and expense. Each account is increased or decreased with a debit or credit, depending on the classification. Asset accounts: cash and cash equivalents. Accounts receivable. Inventory. Prepaid expense. Investments. Property, plant, and equipment. Accumulated depreciation. Intangible assets and accumulated amortization. Contra asset accounts: allowance for doubtful accounts. Accumulated depreciation and accumulated amortization. Liability accounts: accounts payable, notes payable, accrued expenses, deferred revenue, and long-term bonds payable. Contra liability account: bond discount. Equity accounts: common stock, additional paid in capital, retained earnings. Contra equity: treasury stock. Revenue: sales revenue, interest income, investment income. Expense accounts: selling, general, and administrative, interest, repairs, and depreciation. Increases and decreases. The debit and credit rules used to increase and decrease accounts were established hundreds of years ago and do not correspond with banking terminology. Careful, as banks refer to debit cards, credit cards, account debits, and account credits differently than the accounting system. Cash, for example, in the accounting system increases with a debit. The accounting equation diagram visually displays how accounts increase and decrease. The debits and credits diagram condenses this information. Balance sheet accounts: assets increase with a debit and decrease with a credit. Assets increase with a debit and decrease with a credit. Liabilities, decrease with a debit and increase with a credit. Liabilities, decrease with a debit and increase with a credit. Equity, decrease with a debit and increase with a credit. Equity, decrease with a debit and increase with a credit. Income statement accounts. Revenue, decrease with a debit and increase with a credit. Revenue, decrease with a debit and increase with a credit. Expense, increase with a debit and decrease with a credit. Expense, increase with a debit and decrease with a credit. Debits and credits by account. Assets and expense accounts are presented first to aid beginners with memorization. Both these accounts increase with a debit and decrease with a credit. Assets. Asset increases are recorded with a debit. First step to memorize. Debit asset up, credit asset down. Debit asset up, credit asset down. Asset accounts, especially cash, are constantly moving up and down with debits and credits. The ending balance for an asset account will be a debit. Increases and decreases of the same account are common with assets. Transfers from one cash account to another is recorded as a reduction of one cash account and increase to another cash account. An example of this is the transfer of cash from savings to checking. In the accounting record, the checking account is increased with a debit, and the savings account is decreased with a credit. Note that these terms are exactly opposite of how the bank will refer to them. Increases and decreases of the same account type are common with assets. An example is a cash equipment purchase. The equipment account will increase and the cash account will decrease. Equipment is increased with a debit and cash is decreased with a credit. Let's say a candy business makes a $9,000 cash purchase of candy to sell in the store. Cash in the bank is going to go down and candy will arrive at the store. Candy inventory is going to increase $9,000 with a debit, and the cash account will decrease $9,000 with a credit. Memorize rule. Debit asset up, credit asset down. Expenses. Expense increases are recorded with a debit, and decreases are recorded with a credit. Expense increases are recorded with a debit, and decreases are recorded with a credit. Transactions to expense accounts will mostly be debits, as expense totals are constantly increasing. The ending balance for an expense account will be a debit. Under cash basis accounting, expenses are recorded when cash is paid. Take the example of a cash purchase for a client lunch. Cash is going to go down, and an expense is going to go up. Meals and entertainment expense account is increased with a debit, and the cash account is decreased with a credit. Under accrual basis accounting, required by generally accepted accounting principles in the United States, US GAAP, expenses recorded before cash is paid. Typically, bills for items such as internet expense will be first recorded into accounts payable, a liability account. Accounts payable, AP, tracks all of the bills before they are paid for in cash. Say, a $500 internet bill arrives for May services, but is not due until next month. The $500 internet expense is recorded in May with a debit, and a $500 AP accounts payable is recorded with a credit. When the bill is paid for in cash the next month, AP will decrease with a $500 debit, and cash will increase with a $500 credit. Expenses are almost always going to be a debit transaction, but expenses can also be decreased with a credit as needed. Let's say a business pays a gardener $1,000 cash for maintenance. Maintenance expense increases $1,000 with a debit, and cash decreases $1,000 with a credit. Now assume the honest gardener returns, apologizing that there was a mistake and the services should have been $800. The gardener then returns $200 of cash to the business as a refund. To record this transaction, cash is increased $200 with a debit, and expense is decreased $200 with a credit. The effect of this transaction is to reverse $200 of expense. Expenses such as depreciation and amortization are typically recorded with journal entries due to accounting software limitations. These expenses are recorded to show decline in value of certain assets over time and do not affect cash. Depreciation expense is recorded with a debit, and the other side of the transaction is recorded to accumulated depreciation with a credit. Amortization expense is also recorded with a debit, and the other side of the transaction is recorded to accumulated amortization as a credit. Both accumulated depreciation and accumulated amortization are contra assets, which require increases and decreases differently than normal assets. Memorized rule: debit expense up, credit expense down. Debit expense up, credit expense down. Liabilities. Liability increases are recorded with a credit and decreases with a debit. Liability increases are recorded with a credit and decreases with a debit. This is the opposite debit and credit rule order used for assets. By definition, the rules of debits and credits mirror the accounting equation. Assets equals liabilities plus equity. In debit and credit terms, asset debits equal liability credits plus equity credits. The ending balance in liability accounts will therefore be credits, so that the equation will balance. The most common liability to a business is accounts payable, AP, which comprises of money owed to providers of goods and services to the business, known as vendors. U.S. GAAP requires accrual basis accounting that records expenses and revenue before cash is actually paid or received. Companies on the accrual basis accounting will record expenses as they are incurred. Bills for items such as internet expense will be first recorded into accounts payable, a liability account. Say the internet bill for $500 arrives for May, but is not due until the next month. The $500 expense is recorded in May with a debit, and a $500 payable is recorded with a credit. When the bill is paid in cash next month, AP will decrease with a $500 debit, and cash will decrease with a $500 credit. Liabilities are constantly increasing and decreasing, but the ending balance will be a credit. Take the loan payable account as an example. Assume a business receives cash after taking a loan of $100,000. The cash will increase $100,000 with a debit, and the loan account will increase with a $100,000 credit. Principal payments will reduce the loan with a debit and increase with a credit. Memorize rule. Debit liability down, credit liability up. Equity. Equity increases are recorded with a credit and decreases with a debit. Equity increases are recorded with a credit and decreases with a debit. This is the opposite debit and credit rule order used for assets. By definition, the rules of debits and credits mirror the accounting equation. Assets equals liabilities plus equity. In debit and credit terms, asset debits equal liability credits plus equity credits. The ending balances in equity accounts will therefore be credits, so that the equation will balance. The first accounting transaction of a business is typically an increase to cash and an increase to an equity account. Let's say a business starts by issuing stock in exchange for $1 million cash received from an investor. Cash increases with a $1 million debit, and equity increases with a $1 million credit. Profits and losses are recorded in the retained earnings equity account, typically on a quarterly and yearly basis. Just like common stock, the account increases with a credit and decreases with a debit. Retained earnings is not the same as cash because it is based on net income or loss, not cash received. Assume a business has $950,000 net income reported on the income statement. Retained earnings at the end of the accounting period will be increased with a credit of $950,000. The corresponding $950,000 debit is made to the income summary account, which closes the income statement for the period. The closing records income statement activity for the period on the balance sheet using retained earnings. Note that the closing of the income summary is a process largely automated by accounting software. Retained earnings decreases when there is a loss for the accounting period or when dividends are declared. Assume a business has an $80,000 loss for the year. Retained earnings will be reduced with an $80,000 debit and their income summary closed with an $80,000 credit. The declaration of dividends reduces retained earnings. The entry reduces retained earnings with a debit and increases dividends payable liability with a credit. Later, when the dividends are paid to shareholders, the dividends payable liability will decrease with a debit and cash will decrease with a credit. Memorize rule. Debit equity down, credit equity up. debit equity down, credit liability up. Revenue. Revenue increases are recorded with a credit and decreases are recorded with a debit. Transactions to the revenue account will mostly be credits, as revenue totals are constantly increasing. The ending balance for a revenue account will be a credit. Under cash basis accounting, revenue is recorded when cash is received. Take a small coffee shop that sells a $5 latte, for example. When the customer pays in cash, cash increases, and so does revenue. To record the transaction, increase cash, $5 with the debit, and increase sales revenue, $5 with a credit. Accrual basis accounting necessary under U.S. GAAP requires revenue to be recorded before cash is received. Typically, revenue is earned when an item ships and the sale is recorded in accounts receivable. Accounts receivable, AR, is an asset account that tracks the amounts owed to customers until cash is paid. Let's assume that a customer pays for a $7 coffee, this time using a credit card. Cash is not instantly received from the credit card company, so the sale is a $7 increase to AR, accounts receivable, and a $7 increase to sales revenue. When the cash is collected from the credit card company, cash will increase $7 with a debit, and AR will decrease $7 with a debit. Revenue is almost always going to be a credit transaction, but revenue can also be decreased with a debit as needed. A business might need to reduce the revenue account if a sale is returned. Let's say someone thought a $7 coffee paid for in cash was a complete waste of money and demands a refund. To process a cash basis refund, the cafe would decrease sales revenue with a debit and decrease cash with a credit when they refund the customer. Memorized rule: debit revenue down, credit revenue up. Debit revenue down, credit revenue up. T accounts. T accounts may be used to visually represent debit and credit entries. This is visually represented as a big green T in accounting game, Debits and Credits, available for iPhone and iPad. The left side of the T account is a debit, and the right side is a credit. Actual debit and credit transactions in the accounting record will be recorded in the general ledger, which accumulates all transactions by account. T accounts help both students and professionals understand accounting adjustments, which are then made with journal entries. Memorized rule: debits on the left, credits on the right. Debits and credits follow the logic of the accounting equation, assets equals liabilities plus equity. At all times, asset debits equal liability credits plus equity credits. Memorized rule: assets equal liabilities plus equity. Memorized rule: the sum of all assets will equal the sum of liabilities plus equity. Each account generally will have an ending debit balance or credit balance, depending on the account type. These ending balances by account type can be referred to as the natural balance. Assets and expenses both increase with the debit and therefore have debit ending balances. Liabilities, equity, and revenue increase with the credit and therefore have credit ending balances. Retained earnings may have a debit balance due to income statement losses. Memorized rule: assets and expenses increase with the debit and generally have ending debit balances. Memorized rule: liabilities, equity, and revenue increase with the credit and generally have credit ending balances. Journal entries. Each transaction in accounting has a debit and credit side. Yet, the user of accounting software can be unaware of this because the entries are mostly automatic. Journal entries are the mechanism of how accounting transactions are manually entered using debits and credits. Every journal entry first displays debits and then credits for the purpose of consistent presentation. But as long as the total debits and credits are equal, the entry will still work regardless of order. Journal entries will have a date that the transaction takes place, description, and amounts. Journal entries are often referred to as adjusting journal entries, or AJEs, as they adjust the accounting record. Adjusting journal entries are commonplace to make corrections. Entries are also made for non-cash transactions, such as depreciation and amortization. Journal entries can incorporate more than one account, as long as the sum of debits equals the sum of credits. For example, recording a cash asset sale of depreciated machinery for a gain would require increasing cash with a debit, removing the accumulated depreciation with a debit, removing the asset with a credit, and increasing gain on sale of asset with a credit. Entries can quickly become complicated, but make performing adjustments possible. Memorized rule. Journal entries first record debits, then credits. Memorized rule. Journal entry debits equal credits. Example accounting entries. Transfer $15,000 from savings to checking. Entries. Increase cash in checking. Debit cash in checking, $15,000. Reduce cash in savings. Credit cash in savings, $15,000. Receive $1 million from issuing common stock. Entries. Increase cash. Debit cash, $1 million. Increase common stock. Credit common stock, $1 million. Make $300 credit sale. Entries. Increase accounts receivable, AR. Debit AR, $300. Increase revenue. Credit revenue, $300. Collect cash for $300 sale. Entries. Increase cash. Debit cash, $300. Decrease accounts receivable, AR. Credit AR, $300. Receive $250 internet bill for May, the last day of May, but not due until June. Entries. Increase internet expense. Debit internet expense, $250. Increase accounts payable, AP. Credit AP, $250. Pay $250 internet bill for May in cash at the end of June. Entries. Decrease accounts payable, AP. Debit AP, $250. Decrease cash. Credit cash, $250. Record $7,000 of depreciation expense. Entries. Increase depreciation expense. Debit depreciation, $7,000. Increase accumulated depreciation. Credit accumulated depreciation, $7,000. Receive $1,000 of cash revenue, and pay $200 cash for meals and entertainment, assuming no beginning balances in the accounts. Entries. Increase cash. Debit cash $1,000. Increase revenue. Credit revenue $1,000. Increase expense. Debit meals and entertainment expense $200. Decrease cash. Credit cash $200. Result? Ending cash $800 debit. Ending revenue $1,000 credit. Ending expense $200 debit. Ending debits $800. Ending credits $800. Memorization. Typically, debits and credits explanation diagrams start with assets. Assets increase with a debit. Expenses also increase with a debit. Therefore, assets and expenses both increase with a debit and decrease with a credit. Liability, equity, and revenue decrease with a debit and increase with a credit. Debits and credits mnemonic. Memory aid. You may use this debits and credits mnemonic to memorize how to increase and decrease accounts using debits and credits. Debit cash up, credit down. Other side now, flip around. I got revenue credits, expenses as debits. Debit left, credit right, balance sheet so tight. Debit cash up, credit down. Other side now, flip around. I got revenue credits, expenses as debits. Debit left, credit right, balance sheet so tight. Debits and credits mnemonic explained. Debit cash up, credit down. Assets increase with a debit and decrease with a credit. Other side now, flip around. The other side of the balance sheet is liabilities and equity, which increase with the credit and decrease with the debit, the opposite or flip of assets. I got revenue credits, expenses as debits. Revenue increases with credits and decreases with debits. Expense increases with debits and decreases with credits. Debit left, credit right, balance sheet so tight. Debits are on the left side of the T account and credits are on the right side of the T account. Total debits always equal total credits on the balance sheet. Contra accounts. Contra accounts are exceptions to the rule and will increase and decrease in the opposite manner as regular accounts. Asset contra accounts include allowance for doubtful accounts and accumulated depreciation. Asset contra accounts increase with the credit and decrease with the debit. There are also infrequently used contra equity and contra liability accounts, which increase and decrease in the opposite manner as regular equity and liability accounts. Treasury stock is a contra equity account that increases with the debit and decreases with the credit. Bond discount is a contra liability that increases with the debit and decreases with the credit. These are generally advanced accounting topics and are only relevant for large publicly traded companies. Contra accounts serve to indirectly reduce regular accounts. The accumulated depreciation contra account increases over time as depreciation expense is recorded. Let's say a business purchases a truck for $50,000 cash. Truck asset increases $50,000 with a debit, and cash decreases with a $50,000 credit. In order to show the decrease in value over time, depreciation expense is recorded. Take, for example, depreciation expense recorded at $10,000 a year. Instead of directly reducing the truck asset value, depreciation will be increased with a debit and accumulated depreciation increased with a credit. The asset is presented as a positive debit and the accumulated depreciation as a credit that appears as negative. After recording the depreciation expense, the truck asset account is $50,000 and the depreciation contra account is $10,000 in a negative format. When combined, the net asset value of the truck will be $40,000. Asset minus accumulated depreciation. The original $50,000 is therefore maintained in the accounting record until the business no longer has the truck. Trial balance presentation. The equation asset debits equal liability credits plus equity credits forms the balance sheet. When the balance sheet is prepared for financial statement purposes, regular accounts will be positive. The same account totals may also be presented on an accounting trial balance in the form of debits as positive numbers and credits as negative numbers. Under this accounting presentation, the sum of all debits and credits will equal zero. In the trial balance, revenue credits will appear as negative numbers in brackets, such as 1,000 negative in brackets of revenue, and expenses will appear as positive numbers, such as 200,000 of expense. To figure a profit or loss, the revenue credits of negative 1 million are added to the positive 200,000 of expense debits, resulting in a negative 800,000 or 800,000 in brackets. Under the system of debits and credits, the resulting 800,000 in brackets represents net income and will be recorded to retained earnings. The 800,000 will be debited, resulting in closing the income statement, and the other side of the transaction will be an 800,000 credit to retained earnings. The income statement shows net income positively, the opposite of the trial balance presentation. Summary. Understanding debits and credits is fundamental for accounting professionals. Other users of financial information, such as business owners and lenders, may never need to apply the concept. To learn more in practice, find more resources at accountingplay.com. To quiz yourself and learn differently, download The Accounting Game, Debits and Credits, the free app for iPhone and iPad designed to teach in a game format.